In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today?
Doing very well.
That's good. Good
feeling
to hear.
Very well.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day here.
It is at the Odyssey compound.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So nothing to really report here. Nothing to really talk about here.
Not really, I guess.
Nothing really to talk about. I guess Shador's good at quarterbacking now.
Yeah, that's good.
Kevin Stefanski might have a bone to pick with the Browns, I guess.
Got a lot to discuss there, too.
Yeah, a lot. Cavs not good at basketball anymore. Winter meetings? You got any winter meeting takes you want to pop off?
Not really. Snow's on the ground. I'm good with baseball for a little bit.
Schwarber could mean Alec Bohm could be a Cleveland Guardian. Just wanted to slide that one in there real quick.
I hear the Padres are getting ready for a monster deal that is going to rival what happened with the acquisition of Soto.
But how can they get? What do they have to give up?
I don't know. This is what just AJ Prowler is telling people.
Can you give up future? Like, hey, whoever we sign, can you give up a first rounder before you sign them or draft them? I know you can't trade first rounders, but can you just be like player to be named later and it's just your first, the first five rounds of the draft? Because that's where they are right now.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. Hot stove season is, it's not really that sizzling.
That stove is very, very, very hot.
Very lukewarm. Very lukewarm stove.
However, obviously yesterday we spent a lot of day talking about Kevin Stefanski. In the midst of it, Shador Sanders. But in the midst of it, we talked about like, the push and pull of Kevin Stefanski delayed playing Shador Sanders and giving him, you know, developmental reps beyond the Hungry Dogs practice up until 3 weeks ago. But yet, you also have to point out, well, Shador's been able to jump and play the last 3 weeks. And how, what does that say about Kevin Stefanski? Mm-hmm. So while we're having that conversation, Albert Breer of the MMQB, who will be joining us today at 5:20, Albert got into and was asked a question about Kevin Stefanski and maybe his contentment in Cleveland.
Do you think that there's an element of Stefanski that's just like, I know I will get a good job and I don't want to deal with this? Like, maybe it's like, hey, it's time for a gap year.
It's possible. I mean, I think he would get hired right away. I think the Giants might hire him. I think there'd be opportunity for him right away. I think he's still really well thought of in NFL circles. The one thing that would be really frustrating for me if I were a coach there is you've been trying to make decisions for football reasons and no one will accept them. I can tell you, just knowing the amount of people that I know there, that the quarterback situation was handled this year over the last 6, 7, 8 months in a way that was based solely on how the guys were performing in practice, solely on how ready the guys were to play. It makes him look bad now because Shador played really well. You know what I mean? Like in this particular game, we'll see what it looks like next week. But if you're Kevin and you are making all of these decisions for football reasons, and you've made a lot of other decisions over the years for football reasons, and they're constantly second guessed this way and everything turns into a circus, would you be sick of it?
Oh, 100%. I would want to be so out of there.
Bye. Get yeah. your ass out. I can't listen. I'll be honest with you. I have said it repeatedly. I like the human being. Any interaction I've had, the limited they may be with Kevin Stefanski, the way he conducts himself in public, I think there's a really good human there. We both like Pearl Jam as well. That's on the record.
He's an adult. That yes. does matter for something. I just want a winning football coach.
At
though.
The same point, if you are now two seasons into lost football, and you've stood by the Deshaun Watson thing and the Baker thing, and whether it's Shador or just the way it's handled is all too much for you, hit the freaking bricks. I got guys like Stefanski. I'm not going to say he's dime a dozen because he's a good coach, but you can find other good coaches in the NFL. When did this guy turn into Vince Lombardi?
No, I think I'm going to do a both things can be true here, but I think both things can be true. I think Browns fans can be done with Stefanski and he should have his bags packed, but also Stefanski be tired of everything that this has turned into. Like, I think both people can be at the end of the rope, and that's why usually when you find changes, especially after someone that's been basically tenured here, someone's been here for 6 years, you get the end results that we're going to have when both parties do feel like, all right, we've exhausted this. Time's up.
Yeah, but Kevin's not a victim. He's a head coach of a football team. And I think that's what drives me crazy. Now, you would never speak about the ego of Kevin Stefanski because that is just a bridge too far to have any sort of analysis on a negative front for that organization, for some on this station, that we might replay just all 4 hours of every day.
The five-hour show, how are we going to do it all? Yeah,
well, no, that's the art. You see,
no,
we stretch it.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
okay.
No, we stretch it.
I was trying to figure that out. Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, we repeat a different show, but what we do is we actually have topics and opinions, and then we throw everybody off by doing them first. However, I will say, when it comes to Kevin, who are you, like, this pity party that's been for Kevin Stefanski to me, and it's long before this. It's not like this is a new take, by the way.
Right.
Well, woe is Kevin. He is Oliver Twist asking for more. Shut up and do your job. And you do not have the right, when you've won 6 games in 2 years, to think to yourself, oh, I wonder if the grass is green on the other side. No, no, no. You don't get to big up yourself while you're in the midst of piddling down your leg on any given Sunday.
Yeah, but I do think if this is going to be the perception out there, if I'm Stefanski, this is what I roll with. Whether it's right, whether it's accurate, whether he deserved any bit of it, that's obviously a story that we've talked a lot about. But if I'm Stefanski, I'm letting everybody think, oh, I'm a perfect candidate for the Giants job. I'm letting everybody think that I got screwed over royally here. And I'm letting everybody think that I was a victim in the previous 6 years. We both know that's hogwash. We both know that's not reality, but if that's going to be the message that's out there, if I'm Stefanski, I'm certainly not going to step in the way of that.
But I mean, listen, if we've asked ourselves time and time again, like, hey, why isn't there accountability with this team? Well, if the head coach won't take accountability for his own failure and it's always Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, or Jimmy Haslam's fault, I think we have our answer.
Yeah, you see, here's the problem, or here's what's going to happen. Stefanski will get fired, and then he'll get hired to a different team, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Titans. And we're going to be asked to go on different local radio shows there. And it's kind of like, do you remember, oh man, a million years ago, Austin Hooper, when we signed Austin Hooper, and then we had a lot of Falcons guys come on the station, and they were like, guys, you're not going to like this at all. And we were like, wait, we just got excited. We just added another tight end. We're paying him. He was the fifth highest tight end in the entire NFL at the time. What are you talking about? We're not going to like this guy. There's all sorts of film here and this and that. It's going to be that all over again. You're going to go on Boomer and Geo, and you're going to spend 15 minutes talking about how much you dislike Kevin Stefanski and how you think the entire time here he has done this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. And they're going to leave being like, we don't have that interpretation of this at all. Where did this come from?
I think there's an element. I agree with what you're saying, by the way. That is absolutely what's going. Maybe not Boomer and Geo, but I'd go if they asked me.
Well, it won't be Carton show in the afternoon.
That's true. That'd be really weird if I was like, hey, JP, can you handle the next segment? I got to call in Craig.
I still haven't figured out what their lineup is, so I don't know who the middays is at this point. But
they're working through it.
Maybe they're getting there. I don't know.
Working through it. Now, I think there is an assumption that because Kevin will likely get another job as soon as the Browns fire him, that somehow that means the Browns are in the wrong. And it's just the most befuddling thing in the world. It's like, no, plenty of bad head coaches get immediately rehired. Not great head coaches get immediately rehired. But I don't know. I think it's fair to say that there could be Kevin's agent starting to churn up the mill here because he's anticipating. I certainly understand that.
Yeah.
I also know Albert doesn't just talk to agents. Albert knows people within organizations. And so the idea that Kevin already sees the writing on the wall and would spend any time thinking about it bugs me.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Me, while you're trying to get Shador ready to play and while you're still trying to win games at the end of the season.
Well, he does have to look out for himself at the end of the day, and so I'm not as bothered by that. Like, you get your ducks in a row, it is what it is. But I think the phrasing around, and when Albert was with us last week, and I've noticed this has started to become the trend nationally around the Stefanski conversation. Did you notice who they keep comping this whole entire thing to?
Who's that?
Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. And so think about that for a second. Like, the idea is like, oh, you know, Andy Reid in the time of Philadelphia, like, it was just, it turned out that was enough time. And sometimes you just have to move on, and it's best for both sides. Wouldn't you love if you're Stefanski, the comp being Andy Reid in Philadelphia turns into Andy Reid in Kansas City, which is arguably the best head coach of all time? Mm-hmm. Like, he's getting very favorable comps in all of these equations. That's why when we had a Tennessee guest on Friday, as you were out, the Tennessee guest was talking about how they'd be dancing in the street if they landed Kevin Stefanski. Like, he's like a holy grail of sorts head coach. They can't even envision it actually happening. That's how high they think of Kevin Stefanski.
I also tell you another reason why I think Kevin Stefanski might welcome it. Other than when you watch him on the sidelines, he looks like a guy that
is
miserable.
He looks beat down. He looks like he's done with this whole thing.
I think another reason he would welcome it is I think he knows if he had one more season here and he won five games, all the two-time coach of the year, all the other stuff, at some point there'd be no, like, you can still defend him a little bit if you aren't watching him fail every single week, every single game. Another 3 to 5 win season next year, which is what this could very well likely be. And I'm not going to say he's unemployable, but you'd have to go back to being somebody's offensive coordinator, and then you're kind of hoping that you latch onto the right spot, and there's a bit of luck to
that. Well, where's the light at the end of the tunnel of your Stefanski? For us Browns fans right now, the light at the end of the tunnel is Shador in the next four games continuing to showcase what he did in the last game, and then you build on that, and hopefully you have something, especially if this 2026 quarterback class just turns out to be one guy, and you have to be number one overall, and that's it. So, like, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? Because Stefanski doesn't believe in Shador. Unless something's changed in the previous 3 weeks, we've never gotten the impression that he's thought that Shador's a great quarterback, as evidenced by putting him fourth on the depth chart and giving him zero first-team reps until he was forced to actually put him in the game based off of a concussion to Dylan Gabriel.
I just think it's like, hey, we're going to move on from Baker Mayfield. You cool with that? Yep, no problem. Hey, we're going to trade for Deshaun Watson, who doesn't fit your system and is accused and sued for a lot of really heinous stuff. You okay with that? Finger guns. Hey, we're going to go out there with a quarterback room that is Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. You okay? Hey, he goes full Fonzie. And then after after I had to watch Dylan Gabriel fail tremendously, for him to then find a quarterback that actually plays well and then to be like, well, this is all too much. You know what? Take your system and get the hell out of my town. Like, if you are so beholden to your system that a quarterback that doesn't fit it, or a quarterback that doesn't go, oh, shucks, Mr. Stefanski, can I have some more playing time, please? Ha, ha, ha. For you, like, if that's what it means to you, get your ass out of this town so I can get a coach who can coach any quarterback up.
I'm thinking about the situation. Haslam comes to him at the end of the year, like, so we want to keep you on for another season. And Stefanski's like,
yeah.
I was really hoping you weren't going to say that.
No, you know what?
He's like, I just really was hoping that you weren't going to say that. But he's so much of a puppet. He doesn't even have the stones to be like, I want to do something else now. He just goes along with what they say.
You know what? Giants, Titans, bring a pick. Let's have a conversation. How much do you really want Kevin Stefanski?
They're not giving up draft picks for Stefanski.
No. This is two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
They're not giving up.
Right? No. This is a quarterback. He whispers in quarterbacks' ears, unless it's Shador. He whispers in quarterbacks' ears all the time. I mean, guys, he had the Browns in the playoffs. This is basically the second coming of Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
If you want the goods, you got to pay for
them. For Shadell?
And there's a tariff.
What I offer for Shadell to go cover other teams' press conferences, $49.99 and a, like a TGI Fridays gift card?
I believe so.
That's the price for Stefanski in the open market right now.
Listen, I'll be Jeff Shadell's pimp
for
other markets.
A crisp 50 and a gift card to a chain restaurant.
I'll be Stefanski's pimp for other teams as well. For the low, low price of two first-rounders, you can watch Kevin Stefanski ruin your franchise quarterback. 216-474-0092. There's an insult in this. Like, Kevin Stefanski is better than this situation. Bub, you are this situation. Did I mention the name? At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got a full show today. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got the Peterlin Pass at 3:40. John Fanta coming up at 4:20 today. Albert Breer at 5:20. And Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, at 6 o'clock today. Huge show, but 216-474-0092. Does Stefanski wish the Browns would fire him? And what is your reaction to that? And what they got wrong about Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.